Welcome once again to Going Beyond Words, a program created to salute the vocal and choral art. I'm Stan Schmidt, your host, inviting you to help celebrate on this visit the 450th anniversary of the birth of Italian composer Claudio Monteverdi. On this visit, we will treat our ear to some opera music, madrigals, a Magnificat from the 1610 Vespers, and some motets from his Salva Morale et Spirituale. This broadcast commenced with a familiar song of praise, Laudate Dominum, O praise the Lord, all ye nations, taken from his Salva Morale et Spirituale, a collection of sacred compositions whose like had not been seen since Monteverdi's Vespers of the Blessed Virgin, which appeared in 1610, all of which we will taste on this program. Laudate Dominum was presented by the Cantus Cologne, assisted by the Concerto Palladino, with Conrad Junghengel leading the way. We will return to the sacred music after an excursion with Monteverdi's opera and madrigal writing. First, from La Temperanza, taken from Act 5, Scene 2, the character Mercury speaks to those gathered, and he says, "Learn, O mortals, of your fleeting pleasures. This is eternal punishment. Fools, as long as you live, your human delights are but a palace of dust." This is the voice of Christopher Lowry with the conductor Leonardo Garcia El Arcion, the music of Monteverdi. From the opera La Temperanza, that was the voice of the character Mercury telling folks to shape up and pay attention to life. It was taken from Act 5, Scene 2 of that work of art. The countertenor was Christopher Lowry. The next work will be very familiar to you, and many consider it a wonderful madrigal. But while the style might be there, it is from the opera La Souria, Lust. The text says, "I would like to die now that I have kissed, O love, the fair mouth of my sweetheart." In this case, there are five voices. They are from Capella Mediterranea, a song of lust by Claudio Monteverdi. A favorite from the pen of Monteverdi, the madrigal style from the opera La Lusuria, Lust, sung by the voices of A Cappella Mediterranea, here on Going Beyond Words. Percy Young, in his book The Choral Tradition, says this, and I quote, "The madrigal is the focal point of Monteverdi's music in two ways. On one hand, it was the form which he most conspicuously expected to practice as a court musician. On the other, it was as true for Wilkes and Wilby from England, which offered the great opportunity for personal expression." End quote. Monteverdi wrote 9 books of madrigals while employed from 1590 to 1612 at the court of Gonzagas of Mantua as a violist and later as maestro de capella. This is from Book 2 of the madrigals, Tutte la Bolce Bella, All Things Beautiful. This is sung by a group called La Vexiana and is directed by Claudio Cavina, artistic director.
Thank you.
Another taste of the enduring madrigal style by the great Claudio Monteverdi, Tutte le voci belle, All Things Beautiful, was sung by the group La Vexiana, and it is directed by Claudio Cavina, artistic director. The stylistic change in the years around 1600 was one of the most important and far-reaching turning points in the entire history of music, and no name is more closely associated with this change than that of Claudio Monteverdi. Monteverdi's most famous church music publication is the 1610 edition, including the Missa in Illo Tempore and the Vespers, now a frequently performed work. Monteverdi was appointed the Maestro di Cappella at San Marco in Venice and thus held the key position in the church music of Italy until his death in 1643. In order to give you a good feeling of what this was all about, you will now hear the Magnificat from this extended Vespers of 1610. I have chosen a recording from 1984. This is the Taverner Concert Choir and Players under the baton of Andrew Perrault. The Magnificat from the 1610 Vespers for the Virgin. You have just heard the Magnificat, taken from the Vespers of 1610 for the Holy Virgin, composed by Claudio Monteverdi, featuring the Tavener Consort Choir and Players under the direction of Andrew Perrault. We are celebrating the 450th anniversary of the birth of Italian composer Claudio Monteverdi. You are listening to Going Beyond Words, a program created to salute the vocal and choral art now in its 25th year, originating in the studios of Going Beyond Words, Inc. in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and created especially for the American Choral Directors Association. For more information, visit us at goingbeyondwords.com. Gloria in excelsis Deo. After almost 30 years in the post of Maestro di Cappella at San Marco, in 1641, Monteverdi published the first and only collection of his Venetian church music called Salve Morale et Spirituale. While his famous Vespers of 1610 held many compositions, the sheer scale of the edition was enormous. The 10-part books contained no fewer than 37 compositions for most varied formations. The Gloria you just heard was from a Mass for four voices a cappella and was not included in the Vespers, and was part of the special sacred collection which not only engages our ears but our souls. You heard members of the Cantus Grün and the Concerto Palatino, with Conrad Junghengel leading the way. The next two compositions are from that sacred collection. The first is a setting of Psalm 110 or 9, depending on how you read the scriptures, and those of us who are singers recognize it as Dixit Dominus, The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit thou at my right hand. Again we hear the musicians from Cantus Cologne and Concerto Palladino, Dixit Dominus by Monteverdi.
Thank you.
The big effect of this music is the combination of soloistic and weighty tutti sections, which makes the music, with its clearly defined sections and, for the most part, homophonic choral passages, more easily performable than the Vespers for today's choirs. The final selection on this program is from the Salve Morale et Spirituale collection and is again from the Psalms, this time 111, Convitebor Tibi Domine, I will praise the Lord with my whole heart.
Oh. Laudatio, laudatio, Deus vanet manet, manet in seculum seculum.
Confite bor tibi domine, I will praise the Lord with my whole heart, taken from Salve Morali et Spirituale from 1641, which constitutes the best of many years' work in the realm of church music of Claudio Monteverdi. You heard the Cantus Cölln and Concerto Palladino with Conrad Junghegel on the podium, and you heard it here on Going Beyond Words. For the past hour, you've been listening to Going Beyond Words, a program created to salute the vocal and choral art. This visit was called Celebrating the 450th Anniversary of the Birth of Claudio Monteverdi, and I'm Stan Schmidt, your host, thanking you for being there and inviting you to come back and enjoy more of what we sing about. Going Beyond Words is enthusiastically endorsed by the American Choral Directors Association. Try to attend a vocal or choral concert this week, and always remember to sing when and wherever you can.
You've been listening to Going Beyond Words with Stan Schmidt, a production of Going Beyond Words, Inc., copyright 2017.